plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop into the White Sands Hotel. It's well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is a great bar, has great food, great coffee as well, actually. Fantastic coffee. And it's just well worth a visit. They have carvery on a Sunday, live music of the weekends, and when the weather is nice, you can sit out the front and just watch the whole of North County Dublin. You can see over to Ireland's Eye, you can see Howth, you can see Lambay Island, all out the front of this hotel. Pop along, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And our thanks, as always, to all of the management and staff here at the White Sands Hotel for everything that they do for us here on Opinions Matter. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? And Katie, you're under a warning not to start laughing.
Can you just turn off my microphone?
Okay.
Please, because
before I even read this.
I read this this morning and I was literally on the floor. I just, oh, to be a fly on the wall.
Okay. This is from D, the letter D. Okay, because he actually gave us his name. Hello, my name is D, but please don't say it on your show. I went on a first and last date with a woman from Drogheda over the weekend, and Jesus Christ, I'm scarred. I'm from Ballyfermot and brought her to a nice restaurant in Drogheda. I swear I was never so embarrassed and put off any woman in my whole life. She kept cursing and was sculling pints better than any one of the lads could. She also belched halfway through dinner and then informed me she was going for a whiz when she had to use the loo. I'm sorry, sir, you laughing? You're laughing already? Stop it now. Stop it, Katie. You've been warned.
No.
Let me read Dee's message.
I can't turn off my microphone.
Okay, off of the microphone. Okay. Anyway, she was going for a whiz when she'd go to the loo. I'm sorry, but whatever happened to women behaving like ladies and having some class? She was sound and good looking and all that, but I felt like I should have been challenging her to an arm wrestle instead of taking her on a nice date. Relax there, Katie, relax.
I can't.
Relax,
I've
relax.
I've read it so many times that I've
okay, let me just read the word, keep reading. I should have been challenged her to an arm wrestle instead of taking her on a nice date. The word cunt was used a lot too. While we were eating, she also went into graphic detail. Stop it, Katie, I haven't even got to it yet. Oh, mercy, Valère. Okay.
It's because he told me the context.
While we were eating, she also went into graphic detail about a recent colonoscopy she had. I had another date with a woman from Drogheda before, and she was like this too. So is it a Drogheda woman thing? Anyways, I noticed that a lot of Irish women don't act ladylike anymore, and it's a massive turnoff. My mates think I'm being shallow and picky. But there is nothing wrong with wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady. Am I wrong to be so disgusted here? Why don't women act ladylike anymore? Your mascara is running now.
Okay. I cannot say it now because I won't be able to hold my shit together. I'm sorry. I spoke to this guy, and when he told me the context in which the colonoscopy came up, I had to stop talking. He goes, it's okay, you can laugh. I can't even...
Okay, let's just deal with the issues here, right? Draw the woman, going for a whiz, sculling pints...
Belching.
Oh, I forgot the belching, yeah, belching. And then going into great detail about her colonoscopy.
I spoke to this guy on the phone and I'm just going to need a minute. I'm going to need a minute before I delve into the conversation because especially when it comes to do you want to know how the
yes, please.
No, I can't. I can't. Not now. Do you want to know how the colonoscopy...
Yes, I do. Okay. On a first date, how do you end up talking about a colonoscopy?
Oh, God. Okay, no, you're going to have to give me a minute. I genuinely can't. It's just...
Let's just deal with a serious conversation.
Yeah,
let me just deal with the... he said, I noticed that a lot of Irish women don't act ladylike anymore. And it's a massive turn-off. That's what he says. He said, my mates think I'm being shallow and picky, but there is nothing wrong in wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady. Am I wrong to be so disgusted here? Why don't women act ladylike anymore? Now, I'm going to ask a lady.
Oh, I'm very ladylike. I never use the C word ever use that C
word. You send it to me every day.
I never use that C word.
Only an hour ago you sent me a message. Kennedy, you're only a cunt.
You're wrong, you're mistaken.
Do you want me to show the message?
Okay, I might use that word. Fine, huh? I do use that word, but I would never belch. I don't even belch in front of my husband. I don't think it's classy. It's not classy. But you know what? At least you know you're getting...
I'd say you're well able to belch.
Oh, belching competitions. But just picture.
Actually, all of these things probably apply to you.
I was not on a first
date. Okay, hang on. So do these apply to Katie Mack? Here we go. She kept cursing. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, okay. And sculling pints. Yeah, I've definitely seen you doing that. She belched halfway through dinner. Now, I haven't witnessed you belching. And halfway through dinner, she informed me she was going for a whiz. You say you're going for a slash. You do.
No.
You did only the other day.
No, stop.
You said, as you were arriving into the car park of the hotel here, you said, I'll be up in a minute, Kennedy. I'm going for a slash. Is that what you said? Yes or no? Am I telling a lie?
I was being facetious. I was not. Oh, this does not make me look good.
This is written about you.
I've just been talking about my colonoscopy.
Have you got a colon? Have you had a colonoscopy?
Before the... Oh, sweet Jean.
Okay, let's go back to his point that Irish women don't act ladylike anymore. Now... Is he being a patronising misogynist by saying women don't act ladylike anymore? I'm asking a lady.
I don't think women should do what men expect of them. But if you're on a first date, I think you should really be at your best, shouldn't you?
You should be at your best.
Do you know how he got into the colonoscopy story?
Please tell me.
He asked her if she wanted a chicken wing. No, I can't.
What?
I can't. Sorry.
He asked her.
Go take a voice note. Take a voice note, please. Please, I'll explain later.
I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Please get involved in this conversation. And is he right that a lot of Irish women aren't acting ladylike anymore? He finds it a massive turn-off. His mates think he's being shallow and picky, but there is nothing wrong in wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady. Am I wrong to be disgusted here?
I'm sorry.
You need to calm down.
I can't. I just...
You need to quit those cigarettes as well.
I don't even smoke.
Okay. Let me kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Sandra.
Hi guys, Sandra here. Sorry I can't come on, but I'm at work today. On the subject of your podcast topic this afternoon... God love that poor man who had to sit and endure a woman cursing and sculling back pints. God love him. My heart breaks for him. But I'd like to applaud that woman because finally women are copping on that we don't have to put on a performance with men. For men, we can just be ourselves. Warts, bops, pints, and everything.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Mary Ellen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary Ellen?
I am good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mary Ellen. Well, what did you make of Dee's message? He's disgusted that women, particularly those from Drogheda by all accounts, don't behave in any way ladylike anymore.
Oh, he's a bit of a snowflake. And he's a misogynistic. I'd curse, but I wouldn't.
Ah, go on. We let you. People in Japan won't hear you. Go on.
He sounds like an absolute arsehole. She, honestly, she sounds like she could be a bit of crack, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't personally carry myself like that. But it's all personal preference. You've got to be nervous. People act a bit odd when they're nervous and they say things and they overshare, and maybe your colonoscopy came up in that sense. But him going on about, oh, Irish women aren't ladylike, and that's...
But let me just go back to what you said there. You wouldn't carry yourself like that. What do you mean by that?
Personally, like on a date, I wouldn't anyway. I try not to curse too much. I kind of tailor myself to who I'm around a lot. But, you know, she sounds like a good bit of fun. And what did he want? Her to be fake and then just sit there quietly. So, you know, stroking his ego. He just wants a woman that's going to be seen and not heard. I'd love to know what he's like, since he has such high expectations of how women should act.
Well, that's a very good question. So she kept cursing. She was sculling pints. She belched halfway through dinner and then informed me that she was going for a whiz. And I'm still to find out how the whole issue of the colonoscopy actually came up in the conversation, which we'll find out now in a second.
Yeah.
You can see why that might be a bit of a turn off.
Oh yeah, like it can be easy a turn off. Like, he doesn't have to be into her, you know, that's his personal preference. To be honest, like, she didn't do anything horrendous. It wasn't like she acted like a massive Karen. He's making her sound like she should have the firing squad for, you know, drinking a pint. It's fine for men to drink a pint. Why can't women? He's ridiculous. And like saying that, oh, it's women from Drogheda and Irish women. I've lived in 6 countries. I'm married to an American. I can tell you, Irish women all around the world are like seen as like, we're put on pedestals. People love us. And it's part of like our personalities and our banter and our crack.
But is that banter and crack cursing and going for a whiz and belching?
Well, she obviously had a few pints in her. So, you know, nature calls. And maybe as she was drinking, she kind of loosened her up a bit and she was more inclined to curse. It sounds like she was comfortable around him. I mean, he doesn't have to go on a second date or anything with her, but I think he's incredibly misogynistic, the way he was talking about, you know, women aren't ladylike anymore. And I was like, is he a gentleman?
Is there such a thing anymore? I mean, you just said yourself you wouldn't carry yourself like that. I think a lot of people understand exactly what you mean by that.
I was brought up very much like always have decorum and be polite and be mannerly.
Isn't that exactly what he's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it is. But that's coming from my mother. Like, that's not coming from some rando man telling a woman how she should act.
Well, like, interestingly, actually, because we mentioned this on a previous podcast, you live in Japan. And do ladies in Japan go around cursing and sculling pints and going for a whiz?
What's wrong with a woman drinking pints?
No, okay.
No, I'm serious. No, what's wrong with a woman drinking pints?
Would the average woman, Mary Ellen, in Japan, be cursing, going for a whiz, belching? No, I'm just working me here. And discussing on a first date a colonoscopy? No, probably not.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. Japanese women are a lot more submissive, and it's a very, very misogynistic society. I will say that. I love Japan. I love Japanese people, but it is very misogynistic. And women very often tailor themselves to suit, you know, the gaze of a man. So,
but if you were on a first date with a guy and he was sitting there, let's say, picking his nose or farting or belching,
you would rightly say, no, you'd rightly say, ah, here, that's
like, make some kind of an effort.
I'm picking his nose now. Like, I'd be like,
okay,
oh,
I'm gathered. The colonoscopy thing came up when he ordered chicken wings and he asked her, would you like a chicken wing?
Yes.
And she turned around and she goes, oh, fuck no, they'd give me explosive diarrhea. Because I have bowel issues.
Because I've what? I've bowel
issues.
Oh, she sounds fantastic.
Oh, fuck no. That'd give me explosive diarrhea.
Well, like, look, she's honest.
Deadpan.
Stop now. Honest.
Deadpan.
Keep your honesty to yourself.
Like, and he said that it wasn't even tongue in cheek. Ah, fuck no. They'd give me explosive diarrhea. Because I have bowel issues.
And then that led on to talking about a colonoscopy.
She told him that she had four polyps removed while he was eating.
Oh, what God. Now you can see now.
I can't.
That is a bit much. I wouldn't say
like there's being yourself and Jesus, keep something to yourself. Like,
okay, so I can expect when I'm over in Japan, Mary Ellen, I won't see the average woman behaving like that.
Oh no, no. Japanese women are they're amazing, to be honest. But then that's not the real them, though. You know, eventually, you know. That
eventually, you will meet them, and they will start belching and go. Well, Casey normally says, I'm going for a slash.
I do.
She's just like, my husband, when I met him, I was on my best behavior, all like, oh, look at me, I'm Irish and fun and lovely. And then now, 15 years on, it's a different story.
He's seen the real side of you.
But apparently what he told me was that he has seen other women from Drogheda, and it's like the common denominator.
Well, no, he said another woman from Drogheda.
Yeah.
They and other.
Yeah,
okay,
and
stay there for a second, Mary Ellen. By the way, isn't it amazing that we can have a call like this from the other side of the world? And it sounds like you're sitting in the room next door, Mary Ellen. It's insane. Yeah, it really is.
Fantastic.
All right, let me go to Kelly. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hiya.
Well, Kelly, what did you make of Dee's message about the lovely date he went on?
I can't remember what Mary Ellen was saying there. Men don't have to really care now about what men really think of them. They don't do things to impress men. They don't really care now anymore. And as I was saying in my comment, that woman went out, she was herself, okay, but she might have took it a little bit too far.
That's what I was about to say. You can be yourself, and then there's being yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a bit too much information, but I don't think it was the case of that, oh, she should be ladylike, because then, you know, she's not herself, and then, okay, say, for example, they get into a relationship, and then she becomes more comfortable, starts becoming herself, and she was on the first day, he's going to say, oh, she's changing, or she catfished me, or she did this, or she did that. She was comfortable, she was herself, and, you know, so what? Well, there's nothing, I mean, she bounced, and she drank pints. I don't want to hear what I did on my first date.
Oh, I do, Kelly, I do. Go
we
on.
We met up in town, and for every drink he was drinking, I was drinking too. You know, I made friends with people that he knew, and I was buying rounds of drinks all night. You know, I went down for a smoke. He doesn't smoke. I said, stand there and talk to him while I'm in it, while I went around the corner and had a wee, you know, in the car park, you know. Then I made him go back to a house party, and we had a ball all night till 7 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't. You know, I don't care. I wasn't going to be this real quiet.
So you weren't in any way prim or proper. You were just like this woman from Drogheda.
Went to take a wee.
No, I was just funny talking about all the way I was supposed to the pub was closed. I don't care. You know,
hang on. On your first date, you went around and had a piss in a lane.
Oh, look, I'm all for the be yourself thing. I'm truly a huge supporter of the be yourself thing. But when somebody asks you if you want a chicken wing, it's not really, you don't have to tell them, especially on a first date, that it will give you explosive diarrhea while they're eating. I mean, come on.
I mean, I didn't go that far. I said, oh, I can't, because it might upset my stomach, because that would be me. But I wouldn't go that far now talking about medical procedures.
No.
But as I said, she was herself. So what is the big issue? His problem is that she wasn't sitting there quiet, listening to him talking. And I wouldn't give a crap.
But they're sitting there, you know, there's being yourself, and then there is being a bit disgusting. Like, I mean, belching in his face and then talking about explosive diarrhea and literally telling him how many polyps you had removed during a colonoscopy.
While you're trying to eat your chicken wings.
Yeah, after saying that chicken wings will give you diarrhea.
Yeah, that's a bit much to be talking about. But regardless of saying that, they're not ladylike, but you know, what is ladylike now? Just seen and not heard.
That is the question. That is the question. What he says in his message was, there is nothing wrong with wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady. Now, you mightn't like what he's saying, but you know what he's saying, don't you?
Well, I know what he's saying, but who is like that anymore? As I said, we don't. The way Irish Irish women are now. They don't care about what men want. They just, they look after themselves and they just be themselves instead of like conforming to what they feel like that they should be. I mean, as that girl was saying, what I read are to have decorum and stuff, that my ma read me to say, don't give a shit what anybody thinks, just be yourself.
Okay, stay there for a second, Kelly. So that was your first date. I'd love to hear from you on this on 085 825 2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or do what Neil did and send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number.
No, no, he's totally right. Totally right. My mother and father, when they used to go out, they're in the 80s now and they don't go out much anymore, but no fucking go out anymore, to be honest, except to the kitchen to get a hang sandwich. But mother and father always just get a pint and a glass of Guinness. But now it's the ladies now, like, hey, give us a pint of Guinness, please, and give us a pint of Harp or something like that. And yeah, you are right, a lady like is all gone. Now, my wife, I'll have a Southern Comfort, please. Oh, thank you very much, because I have her fucking trained. No, but it's all gone, the lady like is gone. I don't like a lady having a pint of fucking anything, belching halfway through, going out to the toilet three or four fucking times during the night, through the night from the pub, because you know straight away they're like males, they keep going for a piss all night when they're drinking. So the women is the same, having three or four bleeding pints. It's disgusting. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
So poor LD was on a first date recently with a lady from Drogheda. They went out to a nice restaurant. He's from Ballyfermot, but he brought her to a nice restaurant in Drogheda. And he says, I swear I was never so embarrassed and put off by any woman in my whole life. She kept cursing and sculling pints better than any one of the lads could. She also belched halfway through dinner and then informed me she was going for a whiz when she had to use the loo. I'm sorry, but whatever happened to women behaving like ladies and having some class? And the conversation continued and she kept using words like cunt. While we were eating, she also went into graphic detail about a recent colonoscopy. I also dated another woman from Drogheda before and she was like this too, so is it a Drogheda woman thing? Now, I've worked in Drogheda many, many times. They all seem
mighty women. Mighty fine women, yeah. Do you know what? The part of that message that gets me is my friends think I'm being too picky for not wanting a woman who belches in your face. Like, okay, I'm all for being yourself, but geez, like, come on. Am I on my own here? Like, but I also think, though, on the other side of it, there is definitely an expectation on women to behave a certain way. Jeremy calls me a man because I game. Like, he rips on me because I game. What? It's not ladylike enough sitting there with a beer and a tracksuit at 2 o'clock in the day when your kids are and their grandparents playing games?
Do you drink pints?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You course.
I drink gin. I drink gin and I drink wine and all that.
You probably drink the gin out of a pint glass.
Straight from the bowl. I do curse. I am known to just turn the air blue a little bit.
Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
Well, I'm not too bad, Adrian. You know what? The only good thing that probably comes out of your one is if she's comfortable talking about colonoscopy, she's probably all right with anal, but I mean, women...
Jesus!
Women like enough. That are just nasty. Honestly, Irish women are just fat slobs, and come on, I shouldn't go near them. Horrible. I'd rather a nice Eastern European woman, because at least they know how to look after themselves.
Right, this is really getting stereotypical. So sorry, you don't date Irish women, do you not?
No, I wouldn't, Jesus. And how can you go near them Drogheda women? They speak English. God, you need to barely understand what they're saying. How could you understand that? I mean, why in God's name would you even talk about a colonoscopy? That's just pure nasty.
No, I'm not going to argue with you on that point. It is fairly...
So you don't think... That's not fair. Irish women, some of the most beautiful women in the world are Irish. The Celtic
youths. Thought you were about to say some of the most beautiful women in Ireland are from Drogheda.
God, no.
I don't know. I'm sure there are beautiful women from Drogheda.
So let me ask you then, Simon. You don't date Irish women. You only date Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, and especially I wouldn't go near them Drogheda women. They're all bowlers. Jesus, no. I mean, how could he go home with that thing? Imagine taking her home. He'd have to put a peg on his nose if he was riding it.
Ah, stop it now. Stop.
Oh. probably spread like a canoe.
Ah, stop it!
You really don't like Drogheda women.
No way. Jesus,
have you ever been in a Drogheda woman?
God, no. I wouldn't touch them. I've been asked out by them, and no, just no. I just, me mates do, and I just wouldn't. So, stay away from them. No.
Do you okay, think so. Women should behave a certain way?
I believe they should be ladylike, and I believe that.
And what is ladylike?
Like, I mean, talk about, fair enough, talk about yourself, yeah, and talk about normal things, but don't be belching and don't be sculling pints. Like, I mean, Katie probably sits there with a Prosecco and a pint glass and sculling it, belching away over. How our husband will put up with it.
I don't know how your husband put it. In fact, the more I'm reading about this story, the more I'm thinking, this is about Katie. Actually, this is her husband sent this in.
Kate, you probably sits drinking Prosecco out of a pint glass. No, I have never done that. But
there was that night. I remember it well.
I am partial to a pint. I have to be honest.
Women nowadays start gender confused, you know. They want to be men now. That's,
okay,
that's
so tell me then, Simon, because this is the thing that Dee said in his message. Why don't women act ladylike anymore? Now you're saying the same thing. What do you mean? Define for me what a ladylike woman is.
Well, like, I mean, you see girls going out the shorts rammed up their arse and there's nothing left of the imagination, and they're talking like lads. The women shouldn't be talking about sports and things like that. I mean, women should talk about women things.
Well, okay,
women don't play sports, do they not?
Vaginas. Like,
something like that. I don't know what the boards talk about, because I'm not bored, so I don't know what, like, I mean, whatever they talk about, they should talk about. Like, women are just changed now. They all want to be men nowadays. They all want to have dicks.
Irish women all want to have dicks. So you believe Irish women are slobby?
I do. I think they just make a mess of themselves.
And you think Drogheda women in particular are repulsive?
Oh, they do. They repulse me, yeah. I wouldn't go near them.
Do you want to put them on to the next caller?
Yeah, let's do that. Hang on there for a second, Simon, because Gracie, you're from Drogheda.
I am, and speaking on behalf of all Drogheda women, we don't want you.
Oh, there you are, Simon. You're not welcome.
I wouldn't want to be up there. I can't understand the words you're saying, though.
That's okay, you don't have to.
It's grand. Did you get your colonoscopy?
That wasn't me, I can assure you, because I do agree with you on one thing. Women are not
eating
like anymore.
So, okay, let's deal with the... you're from Drogheda, okay? And on behalf of all Drogheda women, Simon is not welcome in Drogheda. That's fine. But if you're out on a date, Gracie, do you curse, skull pints, belch, go for a whiz and talk about colonoscopies?
I probably would curse. Not to the extent that that man is making out. Definitely don't drink pints. I hate to see a woman drinking a pint. I think it's very unattractive.
Oh, that's very interesting. No, that is interesting. I'll tell you why. I was only saying this to Katie earlier on. My wife will never drink out of a pint glass.
If you're on a night out and you're worried because a woman is drinking out of a pint glass, then you really need to go get yourself a life.
But this is a woman saying she doesn't like to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But why is it? What's wrong with drinking out of a pint glass?
That's just my personal opinion. I do think that women are trying to, like, compete with men.
But maybe some women just want to have a pint.
No, but
I'm hearing this right. I'm
okay, 30 or 40 years ago, Katie, you would never see a woman drinking out of a pint glass.
30 or 40 years ago, women stayed at home to mind the kids. Things change.
No, women still went out, but you would never, ever see a woman drinking out of a pint glass. You just wouldn't.
No, well, listen, times change.
But to be fair, what is wrong with tradition? There's nothing wrong with tradition. Tradition has changed, and then I...
But traditions change.
But no, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, my wife will drink a pint, yeah?
Yes.
But she will pour it into a half-pint glass. She won't
into
drink
a half-pint glass.
Personally, I wouldn't give a shit, and I don't give a shit what people drink.
Well, no, I can see that.
If you want to drink out of a bucket, then I'd probably say, fair enough, okay, probably not going to drink out
you
of a bucket.
You know what? It's not even. I think there's this perception that it's to keep men happy, right? Personally, myself, if I go out and I would drink like a West Coast thriller or something, or a vodka and white, I would ask for that in a wine glass, not because I want a man to look at me in any particular way, I'm in a relationship, but because I feel more comfortable drinking from a wine glass or a nice, I don't even like Slim Jim glasses, I just, there's just something about it for me. I think
that's gas, because my wife is the exact same. My wife is the exact same. And like I said, she likes to drink a beer, but she would never drink it out of the pint glass. Never.
Why?
She just wouldn't. For the exact same reasons that that Gracie is talking about.
Okay, so you're saying tradition, some traditions should, like, okay, it's tradition. There's a lot of traditions have changed over the years for the better. Who cares what someone is drinking out of? This is insane. It's a bleeding glass.
Come here, the pint glass wouldn't even be the biggest problem I would have. He's entering in the middle of a meal. If a man did that, and there's another thing actually that I agree with what Simon said, but in reverse. I don't like Irishmen. I don't like Irishmen for that reason.
You don't like Irishmen for what reason?
For the same reason that he said about that woman. They scull their pints, they work, they're just not gentlemen anymore.
So now you're literally agreeing in reverse with what Dee was saying in his message.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think it works both ways.
It's working both ways. Yeah. Okay. So men and women have lost a bit of class. That's really what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
I don't like the generalisation there of Irish men. I'm married to an Irish man who I can certainly tell you is no pig.
My dad is an absolute gent. It's not all Irish men. I'm talking about this generation coming up. And you're very lucky you met your husband at 14, I think you said yesterday.
Yeah.
Times were different.
What is wrong then in what Simon is saying and what Dee is saying, that they've lost a bit of class?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't like the way he said, like, thought of women are slobs and stuff like that, because they're absolutely not. Not all of them anyway. There are some, but I do think it depends on how you're raised. My dad was a gentleman, my mother was a lady, and it was very much, you know, I don't want to say a traditional family, but I understand that traditions have changed sometimes for the better. But I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping a bit of tradition in being a woman and being a man. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I always feel like I go out to work, my partner works, but as far as I'm concerned, he provides for his family.
I would rather sit drinking with a woman who would drink a pint and is real and is authentic and is her true self than somebody who puts it in a wine glass, because they're so, maybe not yourself, but anybody who would have this perception is so afraid of looking like a certain way to anybody else. Give me the real person with the pints any day over the snobs.
That's me being authentic.
So, okay, let me read the last paragraph of Dee's message again and get your comments on it. Okay. I have noticed, he says, that a lot of Irish women don't act ladylike anymore, and it's a massive turnoff. My mates think I'm being shallow and picky, but there is nothing wrong with wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady. What do you say to that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if he is finding it in, like, you would have your pick of, I could comment on a nationality and say, I don't really like how they treat their women. He is looking at Irish women and saying they're not the same as what they used to be, and that's okay if that's how he feels. He needs to go and find somebody. There are still women out there that are late, that wouldn't belt to talk about pulling off of during a date. Like, if that was a man, and I'm sure Katie would agree, I'd run for the hills.
Yeah, so if this conversation, and actually it's very interesting, if this conversation was a message sent in by a woman complaining about a bloke on a first date, cursing, sculling pints, belching, going for a whiz and talking about his colonoscopy, people wouldn't be downing on her for...
No, they absolutely would. The response would be, go and find yourself a different man. He's not a gent. That's what the response would be. So because it's a woman he's talking about, why is it only different?
He's been called a misogynist. He's been called all sorts of names just for speaking
so
his mind.
It's so easy to label a man a misogynist now because he doesn't like the way a woman is carrying herself.
But you're the same woman who's saying that you don't like to see a woman holding a pint glass. So does that not make you almost a female misogynist?
Maybe it does, yeah, but that's just
it's hypocritical to say that it's not fair to label him a misogynist when you're saying the same thing that he's saying. Or when you're saying that, when you're being that misogynist. To say that a woman shouldn't be drinking from a pint glass, I just think that's nuts. Like, it's serious.
That was just one point of the message.
She didn't say women shouldn't be drinking out of a pint glass. She's just saying she doesn't. I've already told you, my wife doesn't ever.
But why?
Ever. I don't know. Maybe something inbred, or I don't know. But my wife.
But why do you drink out of a pint glass?
Because because if I'm having a pint, I'll drink it. Just like if I'm having a gin, I'll have it out of the fishbowl glass. If I'm having wine, I'll have it out of a flute.
Okay, so if I'm having a pint and I prefer it's put into a pint, half pint glass, I'm fake because I don't want to drink it out of a pint glass.
But okay, but why is it? Just to, I know that this is you and you're doing it for yourself because you don't like it, but what is it about a pint glass you don't like? I'd love to get through the psychology of this because I find this nuts.
To be honest with you, I just think I see a pint glass in a man's hand. That's how I see it. I don't see it in a woman's hand.
And what about women playing football? Men are usually play footballers. Do you have an issue with women playing football?
Absolutely not, no.
What about women being mechanics or, you know...
100% follow your dreams. This is not a thing of putting women in and saying women should be staying at home.
But it is saying that you don't like women drinking from a certain glass because it's a man's glass.
She believes that a pint glass is a man's glass. That's her prerogative.
No, no.
Listen, I'm not moving out of somebody's company because I'm not moving out of a woman's company because she's drinking out of a pint glass. I'm saying to me...
In other words, Katie, what she's saying is she'll go for a pint with you. She'll sit with you having your pints, but she won't want to be with you again. I'm only joking. Stay there for a second, please, if you can, Gracie. And Nolene, I'll be with you in just a second. Let me bring in Tracy.
This actually sounds like, it sounds a lot like a scene from that film, White Chicks. Maybe when she seen him and she didn't really like him and didn't want to offend him by leaving. And maybe she just said, wanted to act a bollocks and just give him a bit of a torn off. I mean, that kind of carry on kind of would turn a man off or even vice versa. Maybe that's what she done, or maybe she's just being herself and that's just how she is, and if that's the way it is, that's fair enough. She's not the kind of girl for him. I remember years ago when I was with my ex and we went away for the first time, and we went away for a weekend, and the first morning we were lying in the bed and we were just talking and we were laughing, we were joking, and he'd said something to me and it was just really funny, and I just got into a fit of laughing, and then I laughed so much I started coughing. And then I sneezed, and then I let a big fart. And I was absolutely mortified. I was mortified. I literally went like a tomato in the face. But he just laughed it off, and he just said, look, don't feel awkward around me. If that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. So there you go.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Tracy's message a moment ago. Tracy, you didn't say whether you actually saw him again after farting on the date. You didn't actually let us know. And I want to just, it's something we were talking about during the break, Katie. If this message had come from a bloke, I said mm-hmm. this a moment ago, if this message had come from a bloke.
Everybody's saying.
Or sorry, had come from a girl.
Yeah,
about being out on a date with a guy.
He's a slobby pig, get rid of him.
Yeah, who was cursing, who was skull and pints, who was going for a slash, who was belching halfway through, talking about his colonoscopy. Everybody would say, get rid of him, blank him.
It's a red flag. It's a red flag.
Red flag.
But when it's a woman, it's like, embrace it. She's being her true self. You know that song, the song that's used with the razors, I'm your Venus, I'm your... That one, that is like the backing tune for today, because this is, if it was the other way around, it definitely people would be like, get rid of him, he's a slobby pig.
Here, let's have a listen to a little bit of the song. There you go. Right. Where am I going now? I'm going to Nolene. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nolene.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Nolene. What do you want to say?
Well, I have no issue drinking out of a pint glass. I would not drink out of a half glass. I wouldn't, and it's no disrespect to anyone, but I don't see the pint of going up and buying a pint and then pouring half into half glass, drinking down, then pouring another half into another half glass.
Why? What's wrong with that?
To me, it's just a waste of time. You're still drinking a pint, regardless.
Yeah, no, and again, Gracie was describing how she won't drink out of a pint glass. My wife is the exact same, always has, since I ever met her. She will drink beer, but she won't drink it out of it. And part of it is she'd say, oh, well, I'd have a glass of Heineken. And I point blank refuse to buy
the
glass of Heineken.
Is the ultimate lady, though. I couldn't imagine.
There you go.
I couldn't imagine
there you
her
go.
Holding a pint glass because she is the ultimate lady.
Yeah, but ladies can drink out pint glasses.
Oh, no. But they, like, Linda is a doll-like lady.
Oh, she'll take that.
No, she is, though.
I couldn't imagine drinking. No, fair enough. If I had to, I would. But no, to me, like...
What about his point that has anyone noticed that Irish women don't act ladylike anymore? And he's not just talking about Skull and the Pints. He says it's a massive turn off. Is there anything wrong with wanting to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady? In other words, he's arguing that young women today don't act like ladies anymore.
I think he's better off going by a blow-up doll, because I'd like to see him try and find an Irish woman that's a lady.
I have to ask him.
Oh, well, then isn't that exactly his point?
But, like, it's a different generation now. I mean, we play football, we do turf in the bog. We
game.
Yeah. Like, I'm not being smart. You know, we go and clean windows. We do things that years ago a man would only do, like digging, plant a tree, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's a different generation.
Well, there you are, Gracie. There is no such thing as a lady anymore.
I disagree with that, to be honest. I think it's not even about being a lady who stays at home and doesn't play football and doesn't talk about sports. You can still be a lady and do all them things. It's about how you carry yourself. It's etiquette. Like, I would love to know what that woman works at, if that's how she carries on in work. You wouldn't get away with doing that in an office job. Like, it is just about how you carry yourself. And etiquette is not being taught anymore. I was taught that at home. You only get one chance to make the first impression. And that's what's going to last on people, is the first impression you give them.
Okay, but where do you draw the line? Have a listen to this message. In fact, Nolene and Gracie, have a listen to this message that's just come in. I'm sitting here. Ah, no, I can't really read this. Sorry.
But this is, I forwarded this to Adrian because I'm curious to know, because this is a line draw for me. I could never.
No, nor me.
Ever, in a month of Sundays do this. But this is very normal for some couples, and this is fucked up, in my opinion.
Okay, here, have a listen to this. So this is a couple, yeah? I'm sitting here while me fella takes a shite.
Am I a sloppy pig?
Oh, God, we're sloppy pigs. Now, I don't know if she's actually sitting in the bathroom beside him.
Well, I've messaged her back to ask if she'll come on the show, and she hasn't gotten back to me yet. But this is a thing. I've heard of couples doing this before, like where they actually, one would be in the bath.
So hang on. So say, for example, we have an ensuite in our bedroom, yeah? And sitting on the toilet having a shite, so while Linda's, she's sitting there talking to you.
Linda's having a shower and whistling away to herself, singing
and
a song.
And I'm there.
And Adrian comes in to drop one. Like, this is
no, yeah, no.
But there are couples who do this. If you are somebody who is comfortable watching or doing one in front of your partner,
a wee is a bit different, is it?
A wee is different.
Yeah,
defecating is very different.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Number one.
No. If Linda's going into the bathroom and she closes the door, I know not to go near the place. Yeah.
Okay. Now Dayla has been back in touch. She says she's sitting on the side of the bath while he's taking a shit.
And what's even worse, sitting on the side of the bath while he's taking his shit, listening to Opinions Matter and sending us a text about it.
Like, no, I need to hear from a couple who think this is, like, seriously.
That's
so
not
normal. We're in agreement that this is 100%. Vile.
That's vile, isn't it, Gracie?
That is just disgusting.
Isn't it? I mean, you have to draw the line somewhere. You have to have some bodily functions,
like,
that you keep to yourself.
When I was going to give birth, I was terrified. Like, I was like, do not go anywhere down there, because gee, there's some things that men don't need to see.
Correct.
Or women. And
yeah,
that is one of those. But this is, I know of people, I have a friend who does it. Her and her fellow, she'd be sitting there chatting to her fella in the bath, and he'd be sitting there, you know. It's disgusting.
That is manky. And I'm just looking at most of the messages coming in. Oh, what?
Dayla sent us a photo.
Oh, my Jesus.
She sent us a photo for proof. So hang on, her fella is sitting on the toilet. His jocks are, now we can't see his pee-pee. She's actually sent us a, oh, Dayla, will you let us know if we can share that? Just because people won't believe us unless we show this is...
She is after sending a photograph.
Oh, God.
Of her fella sitting on the jacks. No. And she's covering his willy with her Crocs.
I'm after asking her, could I share the photo? Not only is he sitting on the jacks, he's having a smoke.
Oh, he's having a smoke. No, that's a spliff.
So hang on. She's after sending us. Dayla, you are my favourite person today.
My God.
Thank you for making my day. So Dayla has just sent us a photograph of her fella sitting on the toilet, smoking what looks something. like a very questionable cigarette. His jocks were around his ankles and she's sitting there beside him going for a pass of the smoke. She's going to take, I assume she's taking the smoke off him there because her hands and her feet are out in the picture. Of all the things. What, she sent him the message?
It's not a spliff, it's a rolly. The fact of the matter is...
It's not a spliff, it's a rolly. I'll send another... Oh, God, now... Oh, gee. Oh, she's after sending another with his face covered. We have... So, I'm assuming she thinks this is okay for us to put up because you have to see this to believe it. I knew our listeners were of another ilk and another type of person. But never in my life have I received a picture
never.
Of somebody sitting on the jacks with his jocks around his ankles. I'm sharing.
While his beloved partner sits there admiring him.
Who wants to see a picture? Does anybody want to see a picture? Dayla, I love you. This is just... Can I post pictures here?
No, not at the moment, no. Now, that's a couple that is going the distance, says Dave.
Very, fair very... Like, look at this. Look. I like his boxers, though. They're very nice, aren't they?
That's what you take out of this conversation.
But, like, she didn't even get him to pull up his jocks for the photo. Like, you can actually see a bit of his arse. Oh, she's epic. Oh, the only thing, Dayla, is you're wearing Crocs, but I mean...
We all have our cross to bear.
Straight after this podcast today, I am putting... And Dayla, just in case anybody thinks we're ripping the piss here, go into our Facebook post. You'll see Dayla in the comment section. This is 100% legit, and I'm sharing the photo straight after the podcast because it's one of those things that if you don't see it, don't leave it.
And if you do see it, you'll never unsee it.
Oh, Lord.
Here is Jess.
Oh, I'm raging. I can't come on to you today because, oh, my God. Oh, she sounds like a dirtbag. She sounds like an out-and-out dirtbag. If I was him on that day, I'd honestly say, oh, I need to go to the toilet, and then jump out the window and leave her with the bill. Oh, my God. Like, that's... The way she acted today after someone when you've been together, like, 10-plus years, when you know each other inside out. Like, where did she... Where would you get the confidence to act like that? On a first date, no, that's when you're meant to impress the person. Oh. Thank God my partner was quiet as a mouse on our first date. Jesus, she was as shy as anything. And guess what? Still is.
Still is. Let me squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Catherine. You're enjoying today's podcast, are you?
Adrian, I swear to God, I had opinions on it, but I can't get over Katie's laugh. It's so infectious.
Here, try sitting in the room with her.
Oh, yeah, no, it's infectious from it, Adrian.
She is so funny. I can't stop laughing. Andrew, she's so giddy. I just so think giddy. About the my opinion matters means the original thing was, Jesus, we don't know. We didn't hear from the girl on the date. He could have showed up in a tracksuit pants or... We don't know what way he showed up. He could have been really rude. And she had a look and she went,
The funny thing about this conversation is, if this email had come from a woman, given out about a guy cursing, sculling pints, belching, going for a whiz, everybody would have said, run for the hills, get away from him. But when it's the other way around, people are saying, oh, leave her alone, he's a misogynist.
No, I just think she just said, affect this. He's an absolute waster. He might have said something really rude or something, or just showed up really dishevelled. And she was like, fuck this. I'm going to make a story now for my my friends.
So what do you think about his final point that why don't Irish women act ladylike anymore? It's a massive turnoff. What do you say to that?
Women don't anymore. I do. Women don't.
Is there anything wrong with him wanting, and this is what he asked, to be with a classy woman who acts like a lady?
Well, is he classy?
I must assume he has a bit of class, or he probably wouldn't have been saying this.
Is he a gentleman? I actually had to Google Adrian where Drogheda is.
Oh.
And he said in his post he's from Ballyfermot. It's 58.7 kilometres
away.
Ballyfermot.
Yeah, it is.
So he thought he was getting his, you know, his jollies. 58.7.
Oh, right, so he's in a snot now that he didn't get his jollies.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are very few ladies and very few gentlemen left. That's what I'm learning today. Is that right?
Very few. I mean, I certainly wouldn't drink out of a pint glass.
You see, there you are, Katie.
Oh, God.
Like Katie's,
I really need to go and readjust my...
Casey's literally planning to get up out of the seat now and go down to the Oasis Bar here in the White Sands Hotel.
Face under the tap.
And scull a pint.
She's a diamond.
She's a diamond in the rough. That's what they say.
She's so funny. She has made my day.
That's lovely to hear. Thanks very much indeed, Catherine. Good luck.
Bye.
You're a diamond in the rough, Katie. And Katie, as I said, is heading literally down. I'll still call you that. Katie's now heading down. She has a pint of stout on order.
Listen, it's all about having fun. If you cannot have fun in life, then what is life? And tomorrow with Katie, we'll have another philosophical review of life.
You're brilliant.
No, you need to have... But look, what's the point in getting a pint and putting in a...
This is the way Katie, by the way, when she's having her wine. This is Katie. That's the way you drink your wine. I've heard you.
I'll never forget. I used to work in a creche years ago.
What?
I used to work in a creche years ago. My husband still tells the story.
Go on.
And years later, I was in the village where I used to work in the creche, and I saw one of the parents whose kid I used to mind. The kid was all grown up. I was in the car as a traffic light, and she's like, "Oh, would you like to come down to the house and see her? You haven't seen." I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." She climbs into the back of my car amongst rubbish bags.
And what?
And she was sitting with rubbish bags. I was going out to the dump. And my husband was mortified. And this is a real ladylike woman sitting in the back of my car with literally bags of rubbish. I'd say she was thinking, what the fuck? Oh, my husband still says it to me to this day. He's like, "Do you remember the time she got into the back of your car and had to climb around rubbish bags?"
Oh, you're all class. You're all class.
And you know what? I couldn't give a fuck.
There you go.
There you have it.
Casey's off to have a pint and have a slash on the way out.
This has really painted me in a very unfavourable manner today.
You do it yourself. Even before we started recording today, you were talking about your own colonoscopy. Oh. I don't want any more information.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media channels. Give everyone else a bit of a laugh, because we're after having a laugh today, I have to say. And if you're from Drogheda and you are that lady who skulls pints, belches, goes for a whiz and talks about colonoscopies, we'll meet you anytime. We'd love to meet up with you.
Thanks
for listening. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.